101.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Donald Trump kicked off his California campaign in Orange County last night before heading to the state's GOP convention.
At the Orange County Fair and Events Center in Costa Mesa, at least 10,000 showed up for 8,000 seats inside the outdoor amphitheater. Several waited in long lines 6-7 hours to make sure they got in.
Faith in Mr. Trump? That's why I'm here. I drove all the way from San Diego to watch.
You don't think he's divisive? Why?
African Americans? Why? Asian Americans, everybody is Donald Trump.
Every man Donald Trump will head from here to San Francisco, the site of the California Republican Convention this weekend. Jim Roop, Costa Mesa, California.
Jeb Bush says he hopes he doesn't have to face having to decide in November whether to vote for Donald Trump. And on CNN, in his first interview since Exxon ending his own campaign, Bush said Donald Trump is not the presumptive Republican nominee.
No, not yet. He's close. He's got to win Indiana, and there are four or five other states. If he doesn't get to 50, he might 50%. He might have problems garnering the delegates.
Jeb Bush also says he has no regrets about his own presidential bid. Three members of the Metro Board of Directors are gone, replaced by three new members, all of whom are experienced transportation safety professionals. U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox made the move, saying there will be, quote, no more excuses in fixing what's wrong with Metro. A 25-year-old man is recovering from gunshot wounds today after being shot by police when he showed up at a Baltimore TV station in a costume and claiming to have a bomb. It wasn't a real bomb after all, and police say suspect Alex Brizzy was shot after he refused repeated demands to show his hands.
Edward Brizzy seemed to be in shock as he described his son Alex to reporters.
It seems like it's a nervous breakdown the other week.
After that, Brizzy said, things got worse for his son. Alex lost his job and broke up with his girlfriend, but he seemed to be holding it together.
He'd been acting okay, you know, since we could come home.
He's glad his son is still alive.
It looks like he's going to survive it, so hopefully, you know, he'll get some help.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Laws regulating where political campaign signs can be placed in Montgomery County need to be stronger, says one county council member.
Campaign signs aren't allowed on public rights of way. So if you put one in a place like a road median, the county will warn you and give you 30 days to remove it. Congressional candidate David Trone got a warning April 7th. Council member George Leventhal says since the election was April 26th.
That's a notice without any real teeth. I mean, it has no real consequence.
Leventhal plans to propose a stricter sign removal law to the council.
30 days is way too long. I mean, to leave a sign up for 30 days is the same thing as just leaving it up in the context of election campaign.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two new cases of Zika virus have been confirmed in Northern Virginia. That brings to 13 the number of cases diagnosed in Virginia so far. The NFL draft is underway.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
The Redskins use their first pick to take wide receiver Josh Doctson. Coach Jay Gruden's excited.
He's got height. He's got the mad leaping skills, which are very appealing, especially in the red zone, obviously. And he's another guy that is going to bring great athleticism to this offense, and we're excited to have him.
And Gruden says the Redskins are also very optimistic about getting good young players in upcoming rounds. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,831, the Nasdaq at 4805. Sports, it was T.J. Oshie's big night. His hat trick lifted the Caps to an overtime win over the Penguins in Game 1 of their playoff series. The Redskins picked Josh Doctson in the first round of the draft. Baseball, the Nats dropped their third straight. The O's beat the White Sox. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Okay, that's good.
He might change his mind.
No.
But he always tells the truth. Chris Plant.
9 to noon.
See how that works?
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Where will you be in 2030? Will you have the same job? How healthy will you be? Will your retirement investments be in good shape? Will you be closer to retirement? Or will you be wondering if that day will ever come? At the Mutual Fund Store, we're thinking about your 2030 right now. That's because our advisors are always focused on your future. And what that means is simple. It means we'll help get you prepared for things down the road, even things like financial events you might not want to face. It also means we'll make sure your financial plan is working as hard as you do. With the Mutual Fund Store, you'll have a better picture of what lies ahead. So when 2030 does come, you'll know where you stand. Discover what a goal-based approach to investing could do for you. Visit MutualFundStore.com and let's start working towards your goals with a free portfolio review.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, a little bit lighter than normal. Everyone coming out of Gainesville towards Centerville, but then we're bunched up through Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, and I'm looking through the foggy traffic cameras for the broken down near 123, reported to be along the left side. Out of Sterling, very slow, southbound 28, heading down toward the toll road. We had two separate incidents along the way. Now for the Beltway, Annandale, it's slow as you come off of 95 past the Little River Turnpike, improving north of the toll road now with the crash there on the shoulder. Getting to 270, that's been the obstacle. Out of Frederick, south on 15 for the crash as you pass 40. And then once on to 270, we're bunched up from Urbana past the exit to get you down. It's now focused just past 109. That's where we have a report of a new incident. The earlier one there, 121 Clarksburg, cleared. And for the Maryland Beltway, trying to recover outer loop past 50 from the earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of cloud cover in store for us on this Friday with an occasional shower as well. The high near 61. There will be scattered showers tonight with a low of 51. Cloudy Saturday with a high of 64. Then rain moves in Sunday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Arlington, 45 in Rockville, 48 degrees in Washington. The father of the Baltimore TV station attacker blames his son's actions on a nervous breakdown. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, Patty Davis has some things to say to Will Ferrell. And Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And all the journalists in town are so excited because this is their big weekend, their moment in the sun where everyone pays attention to them. It is the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which has become this big, celebrity-filled, bizarre, odd, stand-up comedian kind of event. Joining us right now to sort of break it down for this year's extravaganza, Emily Heil, co-author of the Reliable Source column over at the Washington Post. Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hi there. Great to be here.
Can you just give us a quick background of what this dinner is really all about, what it's supposed to be, and how it's become this this celebrity love fest?
Well, those are two very different things, what it's supposed to be and what it's become. You know, this really started in 1921 as like a little club dinner for the guys who covered the White House. And, you know, they just got together, had some dinner, and went home. And, you know, here we are almost a century later, and it is just something that those guys would just not recognize at all. It takes place at the Washington Hilton. Seated in the ballroom are at least 2,600 guests. Now, it's ostensibly four members of the White House Correspondents Association, four the people who actually cover the White House, and the association that puts it on, the group of journalists. You know, it's supposed to sort of have a, you know, it's about scholarships that they give out, but really the dinner itself has sort of eclipsed the sort of mission.
Right.
And what happens, a lot of you'll find that a lot of the tickets get gobbled up, not by the grunts who are, you know, in the briefing room every day,
yeah,
but by their bosses and by the publisher who,
yeah,
gives them.
Not that I'm bitter about that.
Right, well,
but it used to happen all the time. You're right.
You know, you'll see a lot of grumbling around town about that. And, you know, then they get passed on to, they want to, you know, the higher-ups, they want to have splashy guests. So they invite celebrities, and they want to curry favor with advertisers. And that's another thing you're seeing a lot of now is, you know, then there's been parties that have sort of sprung up around it. So it's no longer just the dinner, or even just the dinner and an after party. It's pre-parties on Wednesday night, pre-parties on Thursday night,
yeah,
pre-parties on Friday night, briefings, brunches, you know, after parties, and all of them, you know, are brought to you by various, you know, companies or under, you know, their swag bags. It's gotten fairly commercial as well.
Yeah. Emily, were you at the Tinder party last night?
I did not go. I was resting up for my
yes.
big weekend.
Oh, sure. All right. There was a party co-sponsored by Tinder last night. I just wanted to see if Emily was going to fess up.
He's mentioning that only because he's very proud that he got to go.
I didn't know it was Tinder until I got there. I thought it was IJ Review. It was a little embarrassing. Anyway.
You know, did you get one of the yearbooks that they were passing out? I did see that before.
Yes. The IJ Review put together a yearbook of all of the journalists around town, and it shows their high school pictures.
Oh,
because this is nerd prom, right?
Right.
So here's your high school yearbook. It's actually pretty clever. It is. I'll look for you in that one, Emily.
All right. So,
And it really does kind of point to the very insider-y kind of thing
yes.
that this is. So even though there are, you know, hordes of people in town, there's this sort of little insider club of White House correspondents who, you know, are sort of, in many ways, still the star of the weekend. Mm.
Well, I mean, it used to be, you know, you got together and you handed out some scholarships and maybe an award or two, and then that was it. But, I mean, you're right. The party thing and then all of the Hollywood influx, it's become a thing that if you're in Hollywood, you've got to get a ticket to the White House correspondence. I mean, has it spiraled too far out of control?
Well, you know, I think it sort of ebbs and flows, but I think at this point it is what it is. That is the new reality for this dinner.
Yeah.
And what really happens is it's not even so much sometimes I think that celebrities in Hollywood are like, man, I really want to go to this dinner. A lot of times it's their corporate overlords
yes.
you know, who say, you know what, we're bringing you to the dinner so that you can, you know, work the press line. You know, they'll bring the entire cast of a new sitcom or something and sort of shepherd them around to all these events. So in some ways, it's even become sort of a, you know, it's like a working weekend for folks. It's not even just they, you know, that they have this idea that they'll come to Washington and get to dine with the president. And that's the other thing. I think a lot of times folks from out of town kind of think this is going to be this intimate affair. They're going
right.
to be hanging with Michelle and Barack.
Yeah, no,
you know.
not too much of that.
Well, no, it's a huge ballroom.
Who's the entertainment this year? Because entertainment has been hit or miss at these things. I mean, sometimes the entertainment really kills, and sometimes it just falls flat.
You know, that's so interesting. I think it's such an interesting room. It's a tough room, because you're talking about a room full of journalists and, you know, other sort of bigwigs. A, they don't want to sit and listen to a stand-up act. They want to be talking themselves.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
this is not a group of people used to shutting up very long. And they're also really skeptical, and they tend to be really thin-skinned. So this year, it's Larry Wilmore. And, you know, I think at this point, anyone who takes the gig knows what a hard gig it is. There's Colbert is a sort of famous example of how it didn't go over well.
No, it didn't.
In the room because he was really critical. And I think this is a crowd that, you know, they want some punches pulled.
Well, it's the old thing is you should singe but not burn, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And maybe he burned a little too much. You know, there have been some really great, you know, acts in previous years. I think Joel McHale was really funny. Cecily Strong, who did last year, was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I actually wrote a piece this week about the success that President Obama has had with his monologues. Because, you know, the president does his monologue, and then the professional comic comes in and does theirs. And I talk to a lot of professional comedy writers and experts who say that President Obama has some pretty pro-level skills.
Oh, yeah, he's a terrific entertainer. Let's get to some of the Hollywood celebs that are coming in. You break them down in the post. Will Smith will be here with ABC.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith, his wife, Morgan Freeman,
mm-hmm.
Rachel McAdams, Miles Teller, Mark Ruffalo, that's the Incredible Hulk, Jeff Goldblum will be in town, Kerry Washington from Scandal, I love Damian Lewis from Homeland, and he's got that new show, Billions, he's great. These are a lot of big Hollywood names coming in here. But now, this is the weird thing. I got to ask you about this. Bernie Sanders will be a guest of CBS News. Now, that's not really, how is that appropriate that CBS News is actually inviting and will be wining and dining and playing host to a presidential candidate?
Well, I mean, I think that is something that news organizations have, you know, have struggled with. Some news organizations do not attend the dinner. For example, the New York Times famously does not attend the dinner because they think there's some sort of appearance issue. You know, they don't want to look like they're sort of cavorting with the people that they're supposed to cover. I mean, honestly, I think that, you know, inviting Bernie Sanders, if you're a journalist, you know, this kind of thing happens a lot. You have dinner, you have drinks with the people that you cover. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think in many ways, that's a very healthy thing. You learn about this person, you get to see them in a different context. I don't think it's, you know, there's anything terribly unseemly about that. I mean, I think that, I think it's, you know, there's a better rationale for inviting Bernie Sanders than there is for, say, a Kardashian.
Yeah, I agree.
Value.
Yeah. All right.
The news value is probably higher.
And one thing we know for sure, there's a lot of unknowns about the White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night. There's one thing I think we all know for sure. Donald Trump's name will be mentioned about 7,000 times. He's going to be there.
Yeah, heard it here first.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy. Have a good time at that. Emily Heil, Washington Post.
I did the radio TV Correspondents' Dinner. Yeah. Twice. I hosted it twice.
Uh-huh.
I made Karl Rove dance.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of dance?
Well, they was part of the entertainment. They got him up and made him dance. It was his most embarrassing moment.
Any good?
No.
That was not his most embarrassing moment. His most embarrassing moment was the 2012 election when he had to run down the hall to the recount room to tell him, no, Obama didn't win. Remember that whole thing? All right, 8:16. Let's go straight to WML Traffic and Weather with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, good inside the Beltway. No problems for Greenbelt and Laurel, but it's because a lot of you are hung up trying to get there. The crash, southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway at Route 100, blocks the left lane. On 270, getting there, first out of Frederick, southbound 15 past 40, crash now on the shoulder, so that's improving slightly. Then through Urbana, down toward 109 for the incident. That has been cleared up ahead, so a little bit of an improvement there as well. Let's get you in through town in Northwest D.C., Constitution Avenue between 14th and 15th Street. They're still trying to clear an accident. Heavy coming across the 14th Street Bridge and then merging onto lower 14th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking at a cloudy day today with a slight chance of rain shower later in the afternoon. High of 61 degrees. Tonight, rain showers through the evening. Overcast skies. 50% chance of rain, really. Low of 51. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, cloudy. High of 64. And then Sunday, we'll have some thunder showers. Highs in the low 70s. Right now, it's 48 degrees. It's 818 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Boy, that was a heck of a Caps game last night. Game one of the semifinals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. You got the hated Pittsburgh Penguins, who have just always had the Caps number, right? Well, of late. Let's face it, all the teams in the NHL, in the Stanley Cup playoffs at least, have had the Caps numbers. And we knew this was going to be a tough one, and it really was. The game started out with a 1-0 lead for the Caps, okay? And then the Penguins come back and take the lead 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then the Caps come back and take the lead 3-2. And it's like, you know, 5 minutes in, there's like 15 minutes left in the third period. It's like, okay, you can just hold on. You can just hold on. And by the way, it's like, you know, everyone says, oh, it's going to be Sidney Crosby versus Alex Ovechkin. They didn't make a huge difference in this game, really.
It really didn't turn out that way.
And the Penguins tied the game with about 12 minutes left in the third period.
And so
now we're going to overtime.
Yep.
And
OT.
Great. I love overtimes in Stanley Cup playoffs. Sudden death. First goal wins. And, well, thankfully, luckily, the first goal was...
This is Oshie. Oshie moving to his right. Behind the net. Up for an attempt.
There you go. TJ Oshie, a hat trick. That was his third goal of the night. It was a great game for the Caps, and boy, it is a big sigh of relief because you lose that first game at home. Listen, the interesting thing about hockey is that the home ice advantage doesn't always play out the way it does in other sports.
Yeah.
But still, you want to be up 1-0, especially against an
offense a good start.
Like the Penguins.
Hope it's a good omen.
Congratulations to T.J. Oshie. He had one goal in the entire six-game series against the Philadelphia Flyers and then three goals tonight, so that's pretty great.
He's on fire.
One quick thing about that, also, by the way, that last goal, it was kind of in question. They had to go to the replay. Now, imagine the pandemonium at the Verizon Center, and it was a hat trick. So the crowds are going nuts. They throw all these hats down on the ice, and now the officials are, like, reviewing.
Well, we're
like,
going to look at
no,
it.
No, man, don't tell me they're going to wave this off. So then it's really quiet and hushed in the crowd. And then when they did signal it, boy, it was just a celebration all over again. Congratulations, Washington Capitals. Game two is tomorrow.
Yeah, and there was other sports news.
Yeah, I'm told that something happened with the NFL, but that's impossible because it's April. Oh, that's right. This made-for-TV non-event thing that the NFL with ESPN has been able to create, the draft. They've created this. Right. Used to happen with no cameras, no nothing, just and now they've created this whole four-day televised event. And I know that you're into it because you know.
Well, I am.
You have blinders on for football. It's
I love football. Yes, and the Redskins had the 22nd pick, and they got a guy. They got a dachshund.
They got a wiener dog.
They got a wiener dog. No, his name is...
That could be the official mammal of
Josh
America.
Josh Doxton, and he's a wide receiver and a good one out of TCU, so he's bringing his horny-toed pride to the Washington, D.C. area.
Wait, that sounds wrong.
No.
Horny... What?
Horny-toed pride.
It's TCU, I'm pretty sure. I know my mascots, and I'm pretty sure. It's horned something, but it's not
horned frogs, which is actually incorrect as well, because it's actually a horned lizard.
Why are you good?
In Texas, the horned frog or horned lizard is colloquially known as the horny-toed.
Oh. Well, perhaps if you were doing a morning show in Texas, that would have been...
Everybody I know calls it horny-toed.
When I hear someone say a phrase horny-toed, I just...
I know. You get diverted because that's the way you think. But it has horns. And by the way, they can spit blood out of their eyes.
Like Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, just like... Yeah. So there you got it. This is good, though. Kirk Cousins needs another receiver, right?
I mean, this is a good thing.
This is a
good
thing.
I don't know this guy, but I do know that TCU is known for their high-flying offense, big-time passing offense. They scored a lot of points this year. I'm sure this guy was responsible for a lot of them. So, you know what? I'm going to take a look at it and really get into it when it's football season.
Mm.
We've got NBA playoffs. We've got Stanley Cup playoffs. We've got the Nationals.
It's always football season.
It's 8:22 on WMAO.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Do you wish those bags under your eyes would disappear? Well, stop wishing and do something about it. Get Genucel from Chamonix. It's all natural. It uses plant stem cell technology, and it works. You put a little Genucel, which is a gel, right under your eyes where your bags are, or around your eyes, crow's feet, whatever. Do that before you go to bed. Do it when you wake up in the morning, and before you know it, the bags are gone. And that's how you are, right? You don't just complain and wish they are gone. No, you're going to do something about it. Do what I do. I love Genucel. It works for me. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. That's guaranteed by Chamonix. Chamonix is also celebrating Mother's Day with double your order absolutely free when you order now. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. And you know what? Genucel loves you so much that if you order now, they're not only going to double your order for Mother's Day, but they'll also upgrade you to free shipping, but that's for a limited time only. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Peter Max. Meet world-renowned artist Peter Max. Saturday, April the 30th at 2 Wentworth Gallery locations. From 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland. And from 6 to 9 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max. This Saturday, April the 30th at 2 Wentworth Gallery locations. Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this. Friday morning we can on 66. A little bit of volume in Centerville. And then as you head toward 123, the broken down car there, gone. 95, just about gone. All the delays coming through Stafford and up through the Beltway. But hang on. Here's where we have the rush hour. Onto 395 as you pass the Pentagon onto lower 14th Street. Have the crash along the left side. Then on Constitution Avenue between 14th and 15th. Looks like about everything cleared. I still see one police car there from the earlier crash. Maryland Beltway, heavy volume, trying to recover. Earlier crash, still on the shoulder, north of 50, the John Hanson Highway as you approach 450, and delays back near Pennsylvania Avenue. New incident popped up, DC 295 as you approach Benning Road, but that's in the backup, heading toward East Capitol Street. And for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, better news, the accident cleared to the shoulder, southbound on the BW Parkway, Route 100. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline, turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Finally, with an occasional shower from this morning into the afternoon, the high eventually reaching 61. Still some rain falling tonight with a low dropping to 51. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
48 degrees right now, 827.
You know, yesterday we heard this story about Will Ferrell, the comedian, the actor, doing a movie about Ronald Reagan's days in office and how he was affected by Alzheimer's, which is not true, actually, because biographers have debunked that he was suffering from Alzheimer's while he was president. But he did suffer from Alzheimer's after he was president. And Patty Davis, his daughter, got wind of this, as many Americans did, and wrote an open letter to Will Ferrell. And it is pretty powerful. And I'm going to read just a little of it. She talked about how difficult it was to watch her father dwindle away. I watched as fear invaded my father's eyes. This man who was never afraid of anything. I heard his voice tremble as he stood in the living room and said, "I don't know where I am." I watched helplessly as he reached for memories, for words that were suddenly out of reach and moving farther away. For 10 long years he drifted, past the memories that marked his life, past all that was familiar, and mercifully, finally, past the fear. There was laughter in those years, but there was never humor. She goes on to talk about how she runs a support group for caregivers for people who have Alzheimer's. And she ends the letter by asking Will Ferrell, perhaps you would like to explain to them how this disease is suitable material for a comedy.
Yeah.
Pretty poignant stuff, pretty powerful stuff from Patty Davis.
Yeah, it's only politically incorrect to make fun of people with debilitating diseases when they're not a beloved conservative Republican.
Yeah. It's now 8:28.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
It's been an amazing week in politics. Brett Baer of Fox News will join us to talk about it.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bear Advance. Donald Trump has launched his campaign in California with a standing room only rally in Orange County.
For the first time at one of his rallies, he opened up his speech talking about the issue of illegal immigration, an issue that is a divisive issue here in the state, one very important to the state of California. One of his opening speakers, a father whose son was killed by an undocumented worker back in 2008, Donald Trump talked about the need to be tough on illegal immigration, talked about building that wall. He also continued to criticize Ted Cruz for building that so-called alliance with John Kasich.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. The nation's transportation secretary is replacing three members of the Metro Board of Directors, saying, quote, no more excuses. The three new members of the board are all experienced transportation safety professionals. A 25-year-old Howard County man is recovering this morning after being shot by Baltimore police after he went to a TV station claiming to have a bomb. A police sniper shot suspect Alex Brizzy after he refused repeated demands to show his hands. We're learning more today about Prince's death and the painkillers he had on him when his body was found.
What we have now heard from investigators is that they have not been able to find any evidence that Prince had a valid prescription for that medication. The Drug Enforcement Administration is going to be helping investigate this case to give some idea. The Drug Enforcement Administration has a very top priority, and that is dealing with the misuse of opioid medicines, trying to figure out if potentially someone got those medicines illegally.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,831. The NASDAQ at 4805. Sports, game one of the playoff series goes to the Caps, who get an overtime win over Pittsburgh. Game two tomorrow night. The Redskins select TCU wide receiver Josh Doctson in round one of the NFL draft. The Rams take California's Jared Goff with the overall number one pick. Baseball, the Nats drop their third straight. The Orioles win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bear Advance season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bear Advance season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BearAdvance.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 7070.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Michael Wacha.
Fastball right down the middle.
Pitched like this, and the Cards won 100 games. Ryan Zimmerman.
Zimmerman hammers one.
Hit like this against the best, and you could beat anyone. Winning with pitching versus winning with hitting.
And it's another home run.
Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Cardinals. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Messin 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Columbia or Thursday in Fairfax. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95-395 from Stafford through Landmark. Not seeing any delay, but hang on up ahead. Right near the Pentagon, that's jammed across the 14th Street Bridge to the crash right as you approach lower 14th Street. So that's also bogging down the George Washington Parkway, Washington Boulevard 110. Everyone just inching along, heading across that 14th Street Bridge. Now around the Beltway we go. Maryland Outer Loop past 50, the John Hanson Highway. Crash has been to the shoulder for a while. Starting to see better movement there, but still some residual delays. Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound near Route 100. Crash finally out of the travel lanes. 270 slows out of Frederick down toward Urbana, briefly in Clarksburg. Earlier crash in Frederick south on 15 before you get to 70 gone. And those delays have dissipated. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy through this Friday with an occasional shower. The high today near 61. There will be scattered showers tonight with a low dropping to 51. And a cloudy start to the weekend tomorrow, the high of 64. Rain moves in Sunday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Herndon, 45 in Hyattsville, 48 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Ball, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Join us on the line right now, the anchor of Special Report over at your Fox News channel, Brett Baer. Brett, what a week in politics this has been. And I think one of the things that everybody sort of focused on was this move by Ted Cruz. Even though he sort of got mathematically eliminated from the nomination, he decided he's going to do something bold. He's going to name who his vice presidential running mate would be. Turned out it's Carly Fiorina, and then, boy, the coverage went crazy. What do you think about that move?
Morning, guys. Hey. I think, you know, listen, it enables Ted Cruz to be in two places at once. He can campaign in two states now with Carly Fiorina, or he could fundraise and campaign. And his campaign needs a boost. So I think he went for the long ball. She's obviously a strong campaigner and really good on the stump for him. The question is whether it moves the needle that much with this amount of time left, this amount of states, and the hunt for delegates. I think Indiana obviously is crucial, but it may not be the be-all, end-all. I mean, there are multiple predictions now that depending on how California goes, you know, Trump may not need Indiana based on some of the unbound delegates like the ones in Pennsylvania who've come out and supported him.
Yeah.
And so given that, do you think that Donald Trump, though, is going to start feeling some pressure to maybe name a running mate himself? Or do you, and if so, do we expect a conventional choice or an unconventional choice?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that he has a little bit of running room if he's on track to get the number. And I think they're going to think about that. But I do think heading into the convention that he will name somebody.
Hmm.
And any idea who it might be?
Well, he needs numbers.
Yeah.
You know, he can reach out to Kasich and see if he can put the hard sell on, or Rubio. But I don't know if either one of those guys would take it. I think more...
Well, that's the thing. I mean, for example, Cruz, a unity ticket. Well, he can't choose Cruz because he called him Lion Ted. He can't choose Marco Rubio because he said Little Marco. I mean, he hasn't really insulted Kasich to that level. But, I mean, there are a lot of people that couldn't really be considered for the job given the history, right?
Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, politicians forget things and come together in moments of political unity. But I think that I tend to believe it'll be somebody outside. And, I think there are a number of choices, but he's got to think of something that electorally against Hillary Clinton could help him.
Let's face it, Carly Fiorina, a video of her saying that Ted Cruz will say anything he needs to say to get elected, that was played, you know, immediately following the announcement. And when challenged on it, Carly said, "Oh, I was wrong." And then you move on. So you move on.
Right, you didn't see that.
Yeah.
It never happened.
It's like these politicians don't think we have tape.
As if. It's almost that way. Well, you just mentioned, you know, being electorally strong against Hillary Clinton. Let's look at that for a minute. Because, you know, listen, she had a big night on Tuesday night. You guys covered it very well, as always, on Fox News. But, you know, looking at some of the exit polls, I keep noticing this one trend that has got to be a concern to them. And that is the young voters, these millennial voters. She's not just losing millennial voters. She is getting wiped out by Bernie Sanders right now, like 80 to 20 and 85 to 15. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, not a lot of people notice this, he won millennials in Pennsylvania. That's an important state, Pennsylvania. Is this a concern, or do they just assume, oh, they'll never vote for Trump, so they'll come out for me?
No, I think it's a concern. And the crossover vote from Sanders to Trump is real. I don't know how big it'll be, but, you know, we saw it in Michigan in that open primary. Where,
that's right.
You know, we had a town hall, and the person got up and said, "I'm thinking Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump." And, you scratch your head, but it really is. There is a crossover, especially on the issue of trade, on the issue of being an outsider and kind of kicking over the table and starting the system over again. About the issue of the system being rigged, I think that there is this symbiotic thing between Trump and Sanders that would concern the Clinton people. They look at the unfavorables for Trump and I think lick their chops, but they're also Democrats who, if they're honest with you, will tell you that the variables of a Trump candidacy put a little fear in.
Meanwhile, the news cycle blew up yesterday afternoon after video surfaced of John Boehner, former Speaker of the House, saying some pretty nasty things about Ted Cruz. You've interviewed the Speaker quite a few times. You've been around this town. Is that, let me put it this way. Is that helpful to all the concerns about unifying the Republican Party going into Cleveland?
Well, it's actually, in the short term, pretty helpful to Ted Cruz. The more Speaker Boehner speaks out from an establishment point of view, the more Ted Cruz can say he's the anti-establishment guy. Yeah,
which is just what he did yesterday. Yeah, he took advantage of it.
You know, I think the Speaker's filter is gone. And, you know, Lucifer, that's an interesting thing. I saw Peter King this morning on IMUS, I think, said that it makes Lucifer look good. I mean, so you've got some guys that really have the knives out for Ted Cruz. But you're right, unity at the end. I think you're going to see, you've seen hashtag never Trump
right.
And hashtag always Trump. Yeah. And I think you're going to get hashtag eventually Trump.
Meanwhile,
IMUS, I'm unfamiliar with that.
Yeah,
that's a radio guy. I've heard of him.
Really? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Hey, listen, I know you're going to the big nerd prom, right? I mean, what Hollywood starlet will Brett Baer be sitting next to? What 21st century movie star will be sitting next to you?
I actually don't know the seating assignment,
but
I know that we have a number of.
I'm laughing
names.
Knowingly.
A couple years ago, I said to somebody with Glee, on the show Glee.
Yeah.
And then I sat next to the Star Trek commander. What's his name?
Well, which one?
Patrick? The new one. New generation.
Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's always an interesting experience. I will tell you that this weekend is all about making it to the end of the weekend.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, technically, the new one is now Chris Pine. But you're holding out for a Kardashian, aren't you?
Oh,
Brett?
Always.
It's not.
Thank you, Brett.
All right, Brett.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good time. All right.
Go Caps.
Bye-bye.
844 on WMAL. Traffic and weather coming up in 1 minute, and then we will have the eternal debate. Was it a hedgehog suit or a panda suit? That's coming up.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Mother's Day just around the corner, and you need to do something for your mom. You can't take it for granted. And, you know, I've got a great idea. And by the way, a special deal. Get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries, starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or today only. Just today only. You can double the berries for $5 more. Go to berries.com. That's BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in the secret code, which is my name, Brian Wilson. Brian with an I, Wilson. These berries are just amazing. Milk white, dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature drizzle. They are huge, fresh, juicy, succulent strawberries. They're just amazing. And here's the only way to get the amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or double the berries for just $5 more. An exclusive offer for my listeners only when you use my code, Brian Wilson. So, visit berries.com, BERRIES.com. Go to the microphone in the right-hand corner, type in my name, Brian Wilson, you get the deal. This amazing deal is for today only, so make sure you order now.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, better news out of Frederick. Those delays on 15 south to 40 cleared. Delays gone. So is the accident. Now that everyone can get onto 270, slowing in toward Urbana and Hyattstown. And then once you get through there past 109, wide open down to the Beltway. 29, lighter than normal, enjoying the Friday commute through Wide Oak and down to Four Corners. Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Crash at Route 100 southbound, gone. Those delays eased, and now everyone pushing slowly down toward Jessup, toward 32. It's just been the volume that can trickle through now. Top side of the Beltway still below speed. Outer loop at 50. Seeing a little bit of volume there. That earlier crash, it looks like that may even be gone from that left shoulder. Completely cleared out to the Wilson Bridge and the inner loop at Telegraph Road. Crash gone. So are the delays over the 14th Street Bridge. Slow to lower 14th Street. Crash along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of cloud cover in store for us on this Friday with an occasional shower as well. The high near 61. There will be scattered showers tonight with a low of 51. Cloudy Saturday with a high of 64. Then rain moves in Sunday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 degrees in the nation's capital, 847 on WMAL. Really bizarre story out of Baltimore yesterday. What appeared to be potentially some sort of terrorist with a suicide bomb vest walking into a local television station. It turned out, first of all, basically, let me cut to the chase here. The person did not have a suicide bomb vest.
It was a chocolate bomb.
That is correct.
It was made of chocolate bars, wire, and a motherboard from a computer.
Right.
And it wasn't going to hurt anybody.
We know this because...
They make you fat, but that's about it.
Right. And we know this because police first tried to subdue this guy by shooting beanbags at him, but he kept his hands in his pocket, would not sit. So they finally, a sniper got him. He was still alive, laying on the street. They had robots come out to remove his hands from his pockets because they were afraid he had a triggering device, and then they got to him.
All right.
So that's... But... So that's done, and that's taken care of. There's still one issue to settle here, and that is, you know, in the eternal words of what everyone asks at the red carpet going to the Oscars.
What are you wearing?
What was this guy wearing? Mm-hmm.
Suspect, it was in the onesie, the Panzer onesie that walked into Fox 45 about 1:20 this afternoon.
The suspect had on some sort of outfit, and it's being described basically as a panda outfit onesie, a onesie-type outfit.
You know, to say he walked in a hedgehog onesie that the Kardashians have made famous sounds absurd, but could it have been calculated?
The robot took the onesie off,
and now he's taking it off. I mean, to get to this point,
to hear all of these, you know, straight-faced journalists talking about hedgehog panda onesies was very entertaining.
Yeah.
In fact, what was that? What's this last part here?
You know, to say he walked in a hedgehog onesie that the Kardashians have made famous sounds absurd, but what, could it have been calculated?
Could it have been calculated? He just grabbed the first thing he could as he was leaving. Just throw something on. I'll just grab the onesie.
I understand.
Let's do the hedgehog onesie.
I understand these are popular among kids, and they're used for sleep. You sleep in them, right?
Like, or just hang out and lounge around. You know, Miley Cyrus made one of them famous, a unicorn onesie with lots of her Instagram.
But determine, because this is important.
Yes.
Because, you know, we want to put this to rest. Was it a hedgehog or was it a panda?
Well, I know you thought it was a panda.
Initially, I looked at it, I said panda.
A panda bear, can't see the wind. No matter.
But then pandas are cute and fluffy and cuddly, and the initial reports were, in fact, specifically this was a panda costume.
Yeah, but
which of course we all immediately thought. Where's Bill Hess?
Bill Hess, our boss, is a big panda fan, and we thought maybe for a moment he had snapped.
He's a little crazy
but
it's not.
He's under a lot of pressure because he has to deal with you and me every day.
Yeah.
So it could happen. It's not beyond the realm of
and
the
there
possible.
There would be a panda That's involved. Right. But no, it was definitely a hedgehog. I did research on this. I checked out all of the
photos. It's a hedgehog.
Definitely a hedgehog.
What we were told was a hedgehog onesie.
There you go. And anyway, the father spoke with the press.
It seems like it's a nervous breakdown the other week.
You think?
Well, what does this guy think to have? He's going to dress up as a hedgehog, strap a fake bomb to his chest, go over and try to break into a TV station? How's that going to work out for you?
Well, it didn't work out very well him, but it did grind everything to a halt with every television station following it. And this concludes Critter News here for this Friday afternoon.
But it really wasn't a critter.
Well, of course, we're talking about hedgehogs.
No, it was just a costume.
And pandas. Oh. To me, it's... did I say Friday afternoon? Oh, if only. It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You want your employees to exercise more? Well, some say the answer is to find them if they don't. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A recent UPenn study gave nearly 300 people a 7,000-step-a-day goal they were supposed to keep up during a three-month challenge. One group of participants received $1.40 every day they hit their goal. A second group was entered into a daily lottery, but only if their goal was met the day before. A third group was given $42 up front every month, with $1.40 taken away each day the goal was not met. The researchers found the possibility of losing money led people to exercise more than the other incentives. People are motivated by losses more so than gains, and they like immediate gratification, said the study's lead author. It's the way our brains are wired that we tend to avoid wanting to lose things more than the benefit we get from gaining them. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Ted Britt Automotive, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence. Listen, if you're buying a car, a truck, or a Harley Davidson motorcycle, you want a place you can rely on. You want people you can trust, right? And you want to make sure that those people you're buying your vehicle from, your beloved truck that you're going to look at every night before you go to... Do you do that? Do you go down after you buy a brand new truck and before you go to bed, you just check it out in the garage?
I do.
Good night, buddy. Good night, Hoss, right? You do that. You care that much about it. Don't you want to make sure that the people who are selling it to you care that much about your truck and your Harley? Don't you? Of course you do. And that's why you need Ted Britt Automotive. They have this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. You don't stay in the business for 57 years selling Chevy, Ford, Lincoln, and Harleys in Northern Virginia without being the class of the class, and that's who Ted Britt Automotive is. Go ahead, schedule your next service with them. Stop by the showroom, Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax. Visit them online at tedbritt.com.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66. Boy, don't you wish every rush hour could be like this out of Gainesville into Manassas without any delay. Brief volume in Centerville and as you come up through to the Beltway, off the Greenway and onto the toll road, looking like a wide open trip here as well. Some foggy conditions around the area, so please be careful as you get out and about through Annandale, below speed on the inner loop and at the Legion Bridge. Now, let's head around the Maryland Beltway. Finally seeing some relief on the outer loop north of 50. That crash gone. 270, we have some lingering delays as you come out of Frederick, through Urbana, Hyattstown, and again into Rockville. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy through this Friday with an occasional shower. The high today near 61. There will be scattered showers tonight with a low dropping to 51. And a cloudy start to the weekend tomorrow, the high of 64. Rain moves in Sunday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
48 degrees right now at 8:56.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Peter Max. Meet world-renowned artist Peter Max. Saturday, April the 30th. At two Wentworth Gallery locations from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 6 to 9 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, April the 30th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
Do you know what a REIA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitchman. Come network with local Virginia and D.C. area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the hottest real estate investor network in the metropolitan area. We meet on Wednesday, May 4th at 6 p.m. at the Greenbelt Marriott on Ivy Lane, and Thursday, May 5th at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-517-0053. This month's topic, how to get all the money you need for real estate deals. Call 800-517-0053. Write it down. That's 800-517-0053. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Clubs.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. And for today only, you can double the berries for only $5 more. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the code 5050. and you have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. Plus, today only, you can get double the berries for just $5 more. That's right, twice the berries for just $5 more. Hurry, because Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible deal ends tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
There it is. The sound you've been waiting for all week. During the endless commutes and double shifts, part of your mind was always here. Saturday morning, working on the old pickup. Advance Auto Parts understands this itch. It's why we created Speed Perks, the best and simplest rewards program out there. Spend $100, get $20 off your next qualified purchase of $40 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Sign up in-store or advanceautoparts.com. See store for details.
Well, coming up on Monday, Joe DiGenova will be with us. We'll recap the craziness of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and we'll look forward to the Indiana primary. Yes, we will.
That'll be lively. You know who's always lively? Ann Coulter is always lively. She'll be my guest at the Drive at 5 today. Also lively, Chris Plant. Not as lively, but lively.
Hey, Chris.
Not as lively as... I don't know what you mean by that.
A lot of violence in California last night at the Donald Trump rally, but fear not. The news media has explained it to me, and now I understand that it's Donald Trump's fault. And because of that, he's going to have to straighten it out before it gets out of hand.